abroad.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're getting a little start here. We had a little bump in one of our upstart videos I wanted to play here, but that's all right. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in Western Montana. Today's August 20th, 2017. Callers are welcome to call in at 1-800-313-9443. As well as those who acknowledge it logged into our chat group on onfrequencyradio.chatandgo.com. I would also like to thank our board operator, Kenneth. And I mean, really, he's probably bored for his assistance in helping to run this show. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. And, of course, where to start? I usually try to do a show on demographics, which shows that we're basically all alike, but it seems like this, we're becoming the divided states of America instead of united. Anyway, there's some breaking news, though. The USS John McCain has now collided with another ship over there, another merchant vessel, just outside of Singapore. It's the second latest incident with the Navy, so it makes you wonder about their radar systems. But I thought that was kind of interesting because who knows if this is trying to get someone to go after the U.S. Navy. Anyway, in today's show, I'll draw out some points or connect the dots. And this goes from ISIS, Antifa, the jihadists, and others that take care to hide their actual faces while attacking Americans, whom they claim are the oppressors. Last Friday on Mr. Statmiller's show, he had a wonderful guest who was black, and he was a fellow host who lived over in Mississippi. And he showed what the real America is that we, that you and I, most of us, all grew up in. And yes, that was like with the Huxtables on Bill Crosby's show. You could do anything. You want to be a cop, mayor, governor, president, so on. It's like our own jobs. It only took an education, a little bit of work, but the drive is what moved us forward and out of our past. After all, we were all born many years after what these historical events happened in our country. That history, albeit statues or whatever, is all being torn down, but it was there to remind us of things that had happened and things that should have changed to make it better, and it did. So now when you start removing that from our historical calendar, where will that leave us? Can the oppressors then no longer claim the slavery and other stuff that we all learned from that was a great equalizing force in our country to put many in the positions they have today? Okay, thanks again. Anyway, so first I'd like to relate some history that I thought I should tell you there, because as a young boy, I can remember this well, and this is how I got to where I am today. And for a lot of the people, they might understand this, but there were good times, there were bad times. But I'll start from my youth, and that's when I remember playing with this little Erector set. And back then, they were metal. They weren't your common Legos of today there, but they were metal. They came with little screws and bolts, a little wrench and everything like that. And I would sit there on our living room floor, and I'd put these things together. And it was my imagination that that built these little buildings and stuff. And that would advance, though. From there, if any recall, they used to sell these chemical sets. And I remember my mom beating the crap out of me at times there for these foam overs, I would call them, is when you're adding chemicals together and suddenly they're all over the kitchen table and her tablecloth and stuff. And, of course, I got beat for that, and I rightly deserved it. And I'm still here today. But then came the electronic kits. Building other projects like little AM radios that decades later, if you still have them, are still working. And then it had advanced to summing amplifiers, these little JK flip-flop circuits to control logics from our radios. And they would send signals to turn off or on a device and then automatically reset so you can do the same thing. And, of course, most of this was controlled by DTMF, these dual-tone multi-frequency tones from your touchpad microphone on your radio. So you could remotely control things. So back and even today, when you build these circuits, we always had this sense of pride because we called it passing the smoke test. And that's when you powered up a circuit and it didn't fry in front of your eyes. And, of course, you know, that's great pride sitting there combining all these resistors and capacitors and even inductors together and fine-tuning your circuit. And then when you go to power it up, if something was a splash over from solder or something, you paid for it dearly. Sometimes an IC that you might have had in there, an integrated circuit, may have cost a pretty penny to get. And, of course, you'd burn that up and have to order another one. And, of course, you know, that's money, of course. But for me, my pride in my workmanship carried on not only into my carpentry work when I was in the carpentry down in Las Vegas. And this implied in its detail was building these casino tables like the 21 tables as well as these bingo benches and as well as the restaurant tables that would all have to be have Formica installed and have the nice great edges that were all routed out. You know, this is where a guy could sit back and look at the pride that he had in his job. And this applies to everyone. So you might ask, like, you know, well, where am I going with this? Well, not only did I physically work, but I had, at the end of the day, there was this great pride, as I mentioned, of having done what I mentioned, either with toys or other projects. And so where is America today? Well, a friend of mine asked me the other day if I could run him to the store there because his car is not working. So I did. And in going through this little shopping mall, we passed through this row of toys. And I stopped to look there for a second. What's kind of offered today from what I had? And today's toys are basically toys for training the service worker. You know, push a button, pull a lever. And that's not what I remember. We were, like, industrialized. We built things. Of course, we had Play-Doh and a silly putty and stuff like that for dumb things, you know, transposing an image off of a newspaper, whatever, you know. But these toy dolls and stuff today, they even have, the erector sets, yeah. They even have basic changeable genders or clothing so you can snap on a penis or whatever you want to do. I mean, this is how ridiculous this country is getting. And again, it's not towards industry because there is no industry. Most jobs today, as we'll find in this tonight, are basically service jobs. But there is something going on in this country which is interesting. And as I'd said, all these industrial jobs are basically gone. They don't even make a lot of cars here in America anymore. And I know Trump is trying to get the commerce and stuff to come back to the United States. Of course, big corporations are fighting him on that. Some are caving in, but, you know. But as I mentioned last week, you were encouraged to quit your job to make $15,000 a month protesting Donald Trump. And as Ken and I had spoke about here right before the thing here, that they even have the Craigslist ads saying that you can now make $15 an hour as a protester of our president. And of course, by joining groups like this Antifa and stuff, which are totally violent groups, but they're in clear violation of Title 18 under subversion of the U.S. government. And hello to the chat group there. But Antifa claims they're going to shut down the 2018 Sturgis bike rally. And if you know me and I know anyone else, I wouldn't screw with bikers. not one that's, you know, not a good hobby to have. And then there's this, that's about it. Ken and I passing comments. Anyway, and then this Antifa manual that was recently found on the Evergreen College, which is encouraging people to go into this violence. And this, again, is in direct violation of Title 18. And, of course, we'll get into this law enforcement issue there. But anyway, Kenneth, you want to run that first video for me, please? You lost it. Would you like me to send it to you again? Yeah? All right, yeah, it's just a short 15-minute video here, but let me copy and paste this over there, the thing here. Remember, that was on the center of the page there. But anyway, these are people that are encouraged to quit their jobs and to go to work for Antifa. And can you imagine that if you had a job, and I know how jobs are. We have seen across this country where people have quit jobs or taken the day off to go protest and came back and found out they were fired. It's because some corporations can't afford to switch around employees like that. And I've run into that too in the radio business. When a employer writes a schedule, they have the authority to even fire you if you don't stick to that schedule. And can we get closer to that little video? All right. Well, we got a freeze up there. Maybe we can get it later on here. But thank you, Ken. So anyway, we're at a point here where we see that there is a divided States of America here, and they are actually paying people to actually divide this country. And instead of all working together and accepting things, it's just like when Obama became president, everyone was in mass. We're going to, you know, Obama's theme. Everyone accepted that, you know. It was like the New Horizon, if you remember that logo there, you know. Change you can believe in. And unfortunately, that same change that has put so many people on food stamps, welfare. And, of course, this is, again, you have to realize this, it's because of corporations. Get any granny there, too. Anyway, because of corporations, they are able to sway whether or not they want any immigration or what, because they say, well, foreign workers will work cheaper. And now we see where they're even talking about lowering the minimum wage from that $15 an hour back down to $7. They don't want Americans making money, which means that you're inclined to always be in debt. So hire in someone else that'll work cheaper. And, of course, it keeps people living on their credit cards if they have any. And the debt goes up, and people can't buy, and then they wonder why the economy is shutting down. But anyway, so, all right, so Ken's got that video here, and this is on Antifa, who is funded by George Soros. Go ahead, Ken. Figures. All right, well, I'll tell you what the video was about then. It's just like a 13-second clip or something like that of this Antifa movement demanding payment from George Soros. So these are like those little sucker punches, you know. It's a 13-second video, but it could have been longer, but it was just to show a point that here are these guys have either quit their jobs, they've gone out, and they've probably bought their coffee, bought their lunches, and like that with monies that they thought they had. And now they find that they're not getting paid. And of course, this is a ruse, you know. So there is different websites that are carrying that. But if you Google the title "Antifa demands that George Soros pay them," you'll find that video. And there's other ones too. Wow. Figures. It makes you wonder about things at times. So, anyway, we'll disregard them. I can get by with the show without them, though. Thank you, Kenneth. Anyway, so the crux of this is if you're actually enlisted to destroy your country and then hope to get paid for it, for that same destruction, and then you'll be able to sit back and pride, as I mentioned before, about working. When you got done at the end of the day of a job and you look back and you can see your work and you can say, hey, that's good. Well, how does it feel if you're sitting there destroying your own country? And how can you have pride in that? You know, and forget anything racial, anything like that, because I have black friends that were employed by whites. I worked for a wonderful man named Gordon over there in Seattle who was black, and he was one of the best employers I ever had, you know. This racism deal is being fanned up. But I was going to give you a slight illustration here for my break here. You could compare this reasoning to, say, a neighbor that builds an awesome fence along your property, and it's off his property by 3/4 of an inch onto yours. And so you hook onto it with your big 4x4 and jerk the whole damn thing out. Of course, there could have been some amicable way of living with the fence because it protected both you and your neighbor's properties. And of course, the builder would have had the pride being able to look down the fence and say, look at that fence I built. His neighbor could have done the same thing, you know. But they don't do that. The neighbor was being a total jerk. And of course, this would be widespread through the community, of course. Well, did you see what Jim did to such and such as fence, you know? But this is how these things get going, and no one wants to sit down and talk about anything anymore. It's instantly, and I hear it on our two ways over here. There is constant fighting. They call it partner family assault and everything. Of course, that happens when you're home, there's no jobs, and people live indoors, and either with what money they have, they're drinking. With the drinking comes the getting riled up, and the fighting starts, the knifings, the shootings. And that isn't predominant to this Indian reservation where I live either, because I scan 5 different counties down here, and it's happening everywhere, as well as the suicide calls. Something is wrong in this country. And to address it is another issue. So on Twitter here, just recently here, there was cited here about flying the American flag up down, which is under Title 4, Chapter 1, shows that there is distress. And there are many households across this country that are starting to fly their flags under distress. But that shows you that they know that there's something wrong. And of course, to drive this point home, the U.S. and its industry that built this country from our generations, it was passed on to those whose jobs are mainly in the service-related fields today, because there's, you can imagine a guy stopping in getting a cup of coffee before he went off to work and stuff at some auto plant or something. But these big jobs are gone, and it's just these other people shuffling. You're buying coffee for a guy that might have a home business there, but he's buying a Starbucks coffee for $6 or something a cup, and that's the only jobs they have. Or a guy that has a fair job like that, but takes his family out to the weekend at Famous Dave's or something like that, you know. But all these things are making it so that no one can work. They're all getting bound up. Anyway, we have a commercial break here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know. Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number, which I'll start accepting calls right after the half hour here, but is 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, you know, this same scenario here, and I liken that to a bad sport in playing a board game. You know, once that party loses, then they upset the entire game and throw it all over. The pieces are on the floor. And today I call those the Clintonites. We never saw that when Obama won and won his second term. This mass hysteria in the United States. I mean, it's ridiculous. But because someone was elected by the people through all that... voter fraud that has been confirmed, and even after all that voting fraud, that Trump still won. And remember, I don't vote, so I don't have a dog in this fight. And besides that, I wouldn't put my dog in that fight. But we have this to this uprising that is over nothing except for those that want handouts. And that's the only way to look at it, because through socialism, people are not encouraged to get out there and do things like we did when we were younger. And I didn't buy into the Make America Great Again thing because I knew it would never happen, because there is too much corporate interest in this country to even fathom that. This country survives on war, and that's it. Stealing other people's oil, LP gas, gold, name it. Anyway, I'll quickly get into here. There's another flashback to my earlier days where we had those strong unions that guaranteed the 40 hours a week. They had paid health care. You had paid vacations, paid overtime, paid sick leave, as well as that money that you got paid was actually in a savings account that actually earned at least 6% interest. And today you don't have that. It's all service jobs that are usually part-time. There's no 401ks out of that. There's just a small thing. And then I just read an article yesterday, I believe it was on governmentslaves.com there, that says that the medium house income now is at least $100,000 a year. So I think I can play that video really fast here, and then we'll pick up Patty in Missouri. So go ahead there, okay, Ken? It won't do it now, huh? Well, I'll be dipped. You know, in ham radio, a lot of that stuff is called Murphy's Law. All right. Well, anyway, the video itself was on George Bush interviewing this gal. She's in her late, probably 60s or early 70s. And he's discussing to her about the economy and stuff. And then she proudly says, I work three part-time jobs. And I, my parents are gone now, but I could not see my mother or father after their retirement of having to go back to work to make enough money to supplement their Social Security or whatever to sustain themselves. And that will be brought up later on because of other issues that this show will cover. And I hate to leave Patty on hold here. So I'll tell you what, we'll take Patty and then we'll carry her through the break there. So, because we've been discussing some good information here, and I thought Patty should share that with us because she has got a sight on this. So, Patty, good evening. Welcome to, from Missouri there.
Well, good evening, Keith. Glad you took my call.
Well, by God.
We think we've got problems. What you turned me on to is far worse than anything I have ever seen. It's the story that Jim Stone wrote about how the Ashkenazi Jews were sending 100,000 rads through the brains of the Sephardic Jews.
All right, Patty, hold it right there, okay? We have a break coming up here. But anyway, keep that thought, okay? We'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
Radio, anytime you go, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio, when double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back. Truth is on talk radio. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with my beautiful, handsome black Milo laying right beside me here. You know, it is a shame that we in the internet, Twitter world, email world and stuff have become our own intelligence agencies where we have to seek and find truth. And that leads me to some of the most uncanny stories. And I had shared one of those with Patty. And so, Patty, you were saying?
I was talking about how the Ashkenazi Jews targeted Sephardic Jewish kids to destroy them, to maintain their supremacy. I mean, this is totally insanity. And if they would do that to other Jews, what the hell do we think they're doing to non-Jews?
Yeah.
Now instead of doing that, they're getting away with doing the same thing, only worse, through their vaccinations. We wonder why the autism rates are increasing so fast and how they project, well, so many kids will be autistic, like 1 in 45 and da-da-da. Well, how would they know this if they weren't the ones doing it?
Monitoring it to know
right.
That.
And remember last year or the year before last when we read about Jeffrey Bradstreet, doctor,
mm-hmm.
who came up and realized that autistic kids had a lot of metalase in their system, which shuts down the production of GCMAF. He was onto them. They killed him. And now the doctors are covering this up, the ones that are taking big money from Big Pharma. I mean, this should be the scandal of the century right here. And people are waking up to this.
Well, you know, Patty, that transcends other fields, too, because we have the video on YouTube where it is entitled Zionist Jews Admit Mass Immigration Number One on Agenda.
Yes.
And I thought there might be some covert thing. I was going to get into this later here, but I'll scroll down the bottom of my page here. But we now see that, where was this here? I haven't lost it here. But anyway, the Zionists over there are now telling everyone, it says, Europe is lost. Barcelona's chief rabbi urges Jews to move to Israel because of Islam. And now, isn't that interesting that you flood the world through your pogrom of immigration and George Soros and those to cause all this strife in the world, the mixing of multiculturalism, and then call for your own to come home? This is the only safe spot in the world. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's very interesting that they're behind a lot of this going on, and then jump back and pretend, hey, it's not us, when we know damn well it is. I mean, they can't hide from this anymore. We're on to them. They can't hide. Well, I'm going to get off of here, Keith.
All right. I'll
just get back.
All right. So it sounds good, Patty. Well, hey, I do thank you for calling in, though, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Later. My best to you over there, and best to Al, too, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right. So thank you. Anyway, back to the show here. This documentary was called Malicious Intent, and it documents the evidence that proves that these Ashkenazi Jews are absolutely will use a medical procedure as a weapon. And I remember that from videos I've watched on YouTube about these small Ethiopian Jews, children, that were experimented on. And that can also be found, if not censored already. But this shows you exactly, there is another working force that is going on behind things. And that's basically the premise of today's show here, is because even if Donald Trump gained his presidency legally, they do not want him to succeed. And that is why you see everything from continued White House shakeups, foreign policy issues, always there to where Donald Trump can't get anything done. And that is the premise. Why don't they want America to succeed? And like that video that I was going to have Ken play there, where they title that as uniquely American. And it's because as an American working these part-time jobs and stuff, you are enslaved to a debt banking system with interest to where you can never succeed. Homes today you can't even purchase because they're priced into hundreds of thousands of dollars. And of course, if you draw a loan out on that, what is the interest on a 30-year loan on, say, $300,000 home? You are a slave debtor. That's all you are. Then I was going to comment tonight here about that same premise of trying to offset your Social Security. And most people I know on Social Security, they're making anywhere from $800 and some up to almost $1,000. Some a little bit more. Some have offsets of like railroad pensions to help them out and stuff, whatever, like my Uncle Warthog over here. That's a key word there. But anyway. But I remember the New York Daily News had come out with an article, and this might be shocking to some, maybe some not others, but these Nazi war criminals were removed from the U.S., but they continue to receive Social Security payments. And this is a report from the New York Daily News, where It mentions several of these ex-Nazis living out their golden years in European countries were receiving Social Security funds from the United States. And this could include either death camp guards, SS soldiers, you know, probably chefs too, which it shows you the audacity of some things where they would, today they would hunt down a 90-year-old chef that cooked for prisoners and charge him with war crimes. I mean, this is how pathetic it is. But anyway, they were drawing up to $1,500 a month in Social Security, where our own citizens that have worked for decades could not get help. Of course, you have to remember, a lot of this was attached to the Operation Paperclip, where they imported those same Nazis to devise the cruise missile program and the other running NASA and other issues like that. And of course, not to be happy with that, we still have the article entitled, "Is the U.S. Backing the Neo-Nazis in Ukraine?" And it goes on to say that John McCain and other State Department members have troubling ties to these ultranationals. I'm not too good on Russian, or I guess it'd be Ukrainian, but Sobota Party. And we see that now, this has been confirmed by Lee Stranahan, that there are ties, and he has a video coming out tonight about that. I'm not sure what time, probably he's in a different time zone, so it could be already playing there. But about the link of the neo-Nazis, the Maidan coup in Ukraine, to the same players that are over here. And he has deeply researched that, and you should Google it. Matter of fact, I might have the link here in my little notes here, but if I do, I'll post it up here in the chat room here. But anyway, there's a lot of these videos and stuff that we see where any links to this now are being pulled from the web. They did not want that link to get out there. And again, like I had mentioned there, I do have the link here. It's on Populist TV. But this is where that Lee Stranahan is doing a breaking bombshell, linking the Ukrainian collusion and the election interference with the DNC. And that should tell you that this country is under attack from outside, and it's by another party that is trying to overthrow the United States government. And of course, sadly, that same party is inside the United States government. So this is the same ones that that call for ousting other people. And it is getting so bad, you have to think, it'd be like watching Hillary Clinton laughing about ousting Gaddafi over there and laughing about it. The 50,000 so dead, the destruction of Libya, and of course now we see Libya is turning towards China and towards Russia. We see Syria, we see Iran all turning towards Russia. They are getting ready to totally get away from the United States, and this is bringing up this fervor. So what does the United States do? They say, well, we're going to be in Syria for decades. We're going to be in Afghanistan. Now they're ramping up the war in Afghanistan. Now for Monday, the entire Pacific is on alert over there because the U.S. and Japan are going to start their war games over there off the coast of North Korea. It's just, that's all this country can do is start wars places, and there is no peace through commerce. Even Cuba is now getting into the coal business. It will sell that coal, and the U.S. will try to thwart them by sanctions or whatever. There was a good article from the 1860s about Cuba and how the U.S. had overthrown that because of those, that more or less a rich banana public, how much stuff was being grown down there, and it was all done by corporations. And of course, as everyone came to power and they started pushing people out, well, that's when they became an enemy. And that's tonight's premise of this entire show here, is to show you how corporate corporations can skate. They can do whatever they want. And a premise is, I have about 5 minutes for my break here, but you can look at what's going on and say a lot of this stuff is just so, you know, stupid when you read it, you know. All these countries that are backed by the United States, most of them use child labor or slave labor to some respects. This recent thing about the 4-year-olds mining these minerals for these car batteries for these new electric cars. Or we'll see a commercial on TV of some poor kid using sharp knives to harvest sugar cane. And yet, who's buying that sugar cane? Where is it being distributed? So anyway, as a flashback to a story here, and this is for what's coming. When I read this, and please think of the alleged allegations of Assad gassing his own supporters over there in Syria, Saddam's alleged weapons of mass destruction, and now the latest propaganda that North Korea, Russia, and Iran are all restricting the religious freedoms of their people. I couldn't believe I read that here just in the last 2 days. But forget ripping out the Ten Commandments here from our courthouses, not allowing the nativity scenes on the lawns, the flags from homes of old veterans and so on being torn down or not being allowed to have them. So, again, if you are a corporation, you can get away with anything. And I want to do a flashback here. I remember this vividly, too. In 84, we had the Bhopal disaster. And out of that disaster, over 500,000 people were exposed to this deadly gas. And it's a methyl isocyanate, MIC, and other chemicals. And it was highly toxic in its substance. And it moved its way around as a gas along the valley or along the floor there. Anyway, remember now, it says, remember these alleged dictators and killing their own people, you know. Anyway, the official immediate death toll was 2,259. The leak caused over 558,000 injuries. It included 38,478 temporary or partial injuries, and approximately 3,900 were severely and permanently disabled from their injuries, mostly lung. And otherwise estimated that 8,000 died within 2 weeks, and another 8,000 more had since died from the gas-related diseases. If you're a corporation, I don't care if it's British Petroleum or what, down in the Gulf of Mexico, or some force down there in South America, where you're dumping your toxins into the water or some river basin down there or lake basin, you know. But they get away with murder, and there's always one or two that'll take the fall. And I believe out of all that, there was a $470 million settlement on that. Those push the blame onto 8 former employees that were convicted. They got 2 years in jail with a $2,000 fine each. And one of them that was on trial had died before the trial. But so 7 people with the amount of casualties, deaths, got 2 years in jail and $2,000 fine. Now, had you done that, you can consider that as a white van, like over in Barcelona. Oh, it's tragic. They'll mow someone down with a gun because that's terrorism. But these chemicals and poisons of the industrial world, they are nothing, just like we see over in Flint, Michigan, with the lead in the water. They poison people. It puts them on health care for years, the rest of their life, however long that is. And they have to fight through years of litigation to get any type of help. And mainly most of them die waiting. And that's how it is. And it's the same as in with Patty mentioned there with vaccines and stuff. your children are required a certain amount of vaccines, and they know it causes autism, they know it causes this. Like I mentioned last week, my friends that had the vaccine for the flu, that all came down with shingles, painfully shingles, that lasted 6 months or more. That was trips to the doctors. That was more on health care, more for having to have for your co-pays. It is a corporate disaster, and no one reins in these things. And if you remember my statement last week where I read that from Roosevelt about how they dealt with corporations and they only went after the sinister ones, it should tell you that nothing is being done. Anyway, we have a break coming up here right now. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Kelor Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Kelor Max. Kelor Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871, that's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. We have a caller, Frank, in North Carolina there. We have a short time here for the next break here. So, but anyway, go ahead, Frank. Welcome to On Frequency here.
Yeah, thank you. On the matter of slavery, that keeps coming up quite a bit in the news since I've been an adult and in the news quite a bit. Now, I could be wrong. I've never really researched this issue. I'm just going based on my experience, just following pop culture, the news, that type of thing. But on the issue of slavery, is anybody aware? Has it ever been made public, or has a point ever been made of the matter, like as an example of someone being moral? Say, for example, a black athlete ever turning down a multi-million-dollar endorsement because the products that he would be endorsing were made.
I haven't heard of that, Frank.
Child slave labor. Excuse me?
I haven't heard of that myself, but I will say this. David Irving on YouTube has a video, and I forget the black guy's name that he's with there, but he has researched the whole thing on slavery, naming the ships and stuff, who they belong to, and, that'd be a good video to watch because it shows you, think of South America and Haiti and all these places that were predominantly all of the Spanish culture, which are suddenly have the Africans that were brought over, and now they're all mixed in there too, you know.
Yeah, but my point is, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm 51 years old, I've been watching this a long time, and I kind of know the way things go, and I think it would have been brought to my attention at some point if there was some type of effort on the part of black athletes, black athletic associations, to try and persuade millionaire black athletes to not partake in endorsing products that are made using exploitative labor, child labor. What I'm saying is, and I'm not just picking on blacks. My main thing is hypocrisy. I see hypocry everywhere I look.
I see where you're going, Frank.
Black people,
you see the same thing in the music industry. We're in the music industry. They will pump out all the satanic music and stuff, and they will admit at the end of the day, yeah, they know it's satanic and stuff, but hey, you know, it's money. It gives them that bling.
My point is, black people don't care about slavery. They just want to be in charge. They want to be the owners of the slavery.
Well, yeah. It's like historically, people have to have something to always look back at to say, look, we were oppressed. And yes, a lot of people were oppressed. This is just like the same thing with the today's Israel, where every mention of their daily headlines is something about the Holocaust. This crap happened years before we were born. Most of the people involved were dead. Get over it.
Yeah, I just see hypocrisy everywhere I look, and I just... All right, thank you.
All right, I've got to go, Frank. Anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, though. I appreciate it, okay? We'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, 1-800-313-9443, and this is Top of the Hour. We'll be back about 3 minutes.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is On.